With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Donald Trump highlighting his economic policies to Latino voters earlier today during a roundtable session in Florida. Mr. Trump telling those in attendance near Miami that employment, wages, and home ownership increased for Latinos during his time in office. He adds the United States cannot afford 4 years of Kamala Harris.
Choice between whether we will have 4 more years of total failure, because what's going on now, we are a nation in decline. We're a failing nation.
In the meantime, Harris spending a great deal of her time stumping in Wisconsin, Michigan, and Pennsylvania. Also at SRNnews.com, Britain's royals ending their Australian visit by greeting thousands of people outside the Sydney Opera House.
King Charles III ends the first visit to Australia by a reigning British monarch in 13 years, as anti-monarchists hope the debate surrounding his journey is a step toward an Australian citizen becoming head of state. King Charles and Queen Camilla greet people outside the Sydney Opera House before moving on to Samoa on Wednesday to host a biennial meeting of leaders from 56 Commonwealth countries. Controversy interrupted the visit on Monday when Indigenous Independent Senator Lydia Thorpe yelled at Charles during a reception that he was not her king and Australia was not his land. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
An official with Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps has been charged in a plot to kill an Iranian-American author on U.S. soil. Ruhal Labazhandi charged in an updated indictment filed today against those accused trying to kill Masih Alinejad. The Iranian opposition activist has been living in exile in New York. This is SRN News. Bad news from Australia.
Christianity is on the wane all across the Anglosphere, and the land down under is no exception. The latest numbers from the Census Bureau indicate just 44% of Australians self-identify as Christians, and that's down 8% from just 5 years ago. The number of people who are atheists, agnostics, or followers of no particular religion in Australia has risen to 40%, one of the highest percentages in any English-speaking country. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Abortion measures on the ballot in 10 states after heated debates over terminology and impact, and that's just in English. In many places where English is not the primary language among communities of voters, the Federal Voting Rights Act requires election information be made available in each of the native language there, but it's not always easy. There's no single word for abortion in many Native American tongues. This is SRN News. U.S. sales are down and once profitable joint venture in China losing money, but GM still managed to post $3 billion in net profits last quarter.
That's slightly less than it made a year ago. The Detroit automaker said it took in $48.8 billion in revenue from July through September, 10% more than last year. It was aided by U.S. average vehicle sale prices that were steady at over $49,000. The company's revenue and adjusted earnings per share both soundly beat Wall Street estimates.
That is correspondent Jeremy House reporting. Now, Chief Financial Officer Paul Jacobson says while overall sales in the U.S. market were down 2.2% for the quarter, much of that drop was from sales to large fleet buyers. Sales to individuals, which generally make more money, were up 3%. More details at SRNnews.com.